It's not a recipe for everything, but God knows the answers to every issue we've got. And if we, what does it say in the Divine Liturgy? Let ourselves and one another and our whole life to Christ our God. So trust in God, pray for them, and if we can't touch them, if we can't talk to them, it's all right. We can still pray for them. At the end of the day, they are free. We can't, in the name of helping them, we can't restrict their freedom. That's a crime. God doesn't do that to us. Doesn't do this to us. Doesn't do this to anyone. Doesn't do this to them. And we have to know that God loves them more than us because God created them. So, but I understand that it is, sometimes it's more painful for us if we love them than what it is for them, that they have inner pain and they scream and they can't stand still. It might be more painful for us, but it is what it is. And God listens to our prayers. Anything else?
Can we all relate this to witness Christ? Often when someone engages you, you know they want to talk about Christ, you talk about Christ. But what about in general?
I didn't understand how...
How important is it to witness for Christ when you talk to people?
All right, to witness you mean to talk about Christ, not to experience Christ. How important is it to talk about Christ when you've got the chance to?
When you have a chance and you know they're receptive, you often talk. But when, in general conversation, should you raise it with someone that perhaps may not be interested? Or is that part of discernment as well?
I will repeat myself again as an answer to this. What matters is not to witness Christ in the sense of talking about Christ, but to witness Christ in the sense of experiencing Christ. If you yourself become one with Christ, you don't need to talk about Christ. Christ talks through you. But if you try to talk about Christ, being not united with Him, you don't even give the right impression about Christ. So don't even bother. And I'm not telling you not to bother, but the meaning behind this is that how about if we fix ourselves before we try and fix others? If we don't do that, still God can use us to help others, but it's not the same. It's not the same. But if we are full of the Holy Spirit ourselves, then you don't even need to say anything. That's why they say, the Archbishop says, don't talk to your children about God, but talk to God about your children. And God will listen and He will find a way to talk to them. It sometimes works when you talk to them, but most of the times it doesn't. They just react and you get nothing. So sometimes it's more important to fix ourselves and go closer to God. And then God finds ways that we can't even think of to help the ones we love. And then we see miracles in front of us. Yeah. We had a look at the gospel because we've got a vigil tonight, and the gospel tonight, tomorrow morning, talks about a father who had a dead son, and he went to Christ, son or daughter, a dead child, and he went to Christ and begged Him to cure his child. Now, this is unheard of. If you have a death, to ask for a resurrection, especially back then. But he did. So he prayed. He didn't try to resurrect his child himself. He went to Christ. And Christ resurrected his daughter. And the other thing that the gospel talks about tonight is that there was a lady who was losing blood for years and years, and she just touched Christ and she was cured. She didn't try to fix herself, but she went through Christ. So whatever we do, if we do it through Christ, then it works. And if you yourself unite yourself with Christ, then the others will approach you. You don't need to approach others. What do you think? I don't know if we can go any further. We are talking for about an hour. Just one thing with humility. Yerdas talks, says more about humility, but we might need to look into it next time. One thing that is very important is to know our limits and to know our strength. And this sometimes sounds like easy, but it's not. So we have to try and understand, honestly understand, and not what we have in our mind. We have to honestly understand what we're capable of and what we're not capable of. How much we can push ourselves, and if we push ourselves too much, where is the point that we will just break? If we don't understand that, then we cannot give ourselves to God, regardless if we are married or not. And I'm not sure if I help you understand that, but this is very important. For example, if I get too excited and I pray more than what I can handle psychologically and physically, I will end up giving up. If I take a permission that it's above my psychological and physical strength, I might even deny Christ. And this is because this is above my strength. It's no one else's fault. So we have to consider every time, we go back to where we started, discernment. We have to consider every time how much we can do. And usually, I think we should do a little bit less than what our limits are. And why is that? Because the ones that they strive for the right thing, they get attacked from the devil a lot. And if we have reached our full strength, when a thunder approaches, we won't make it. We won't find the extra energy that we need. Of course, God can always be there for us and help us, but and through exhaustion can help us, and through falls and through everything, but that's what we can do as humans. So use our strength and a little bit less. And this goes to the physical strength, goes to the psychological strength, goes to the spiritual asceticism, goes to everything, with fasting, with everything. We can't suppress ourselves to the point that we will have enough and it will only last for a week or a month or a year. We have to try and increase our stamina, but we need to be honest, we can't run a marathon without having years of practice. So don't have high expectations of yourself, and don't think you can achieve a lot if you don't start from the lower level and stay there and prove to yourself that you can do this level and then go to the next step and then to the next step. Otherwise, trying to do too much, you will just fail. And this is the same mentality with even running a business. It's very dangerous to go too big too soon. If you go too big too soon, you will lose the plot. And that's the end. You will go bankrupt. The same with the spiritual life. Start with the foundation. What is the foundation? Prayer. How much? As much as you can. And a little bit less. And you go from there. And when we're honest with God, that's all that God wants. He knows our strength. And he doesn't need our prayers. He doesn't need our struggle. This is all for us. So we have to be honest with ourselves. Do what we can do. If we get tired, get some rest, keep going. but we have to discover our own limits. That's very important, otherwise we can't be humble, otherwise we can't give our love the way we should. We can't do anything. Our spiritual life and our physical and psychological life is in danger. It's very important to know our measures. Anything else before we close? Any questions? All right. So there will be an announcement about when the next time will be and where, and we will go from there. All right? Okay. Διευχόν των Αγίων Πατέρων ημών, Κύριος Χριστέ ο Θεός, ελέησον εις όσον ημάς. Αμήν. Thank you, everyone.